President vows vast battle with pollution. President Xi Jinping said the country will fight against pollution and push ecological civilization to a new level during a tone-setting meeting on environmental protection that ended on Saturday. China will push for coordination between economic and social development and ecological civilization, she said when addressing the two-day national conference. She also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, said the country will channel more energy into promoting ecological civilization and resolving environmental problems. Backed by political advantages of the centralized and unified leadership of the CPC and the socialist system, as well as the achievements made during 40 years of reform and opening up, building an ecological civilization is of fundamental importance for the sustainable development of the Chinese nation, she said, noting that a great deal of work has been done since the 18th CPC National Congress to bring profound and historic changes regarding ecological and environmental protection. China has started to conduct central environmental inspections, carried out guidelines to control air, water and soil pollution, published its own plans to realize the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and is implementing a national plan to tackle climate change. Despite improvements in China's ecological environment, she said the progress was not made in a firm manner. Creating such an ecological civilization has entered a critical period requiring more quality ecological goods to meet the public's growing demand and a period when China can address the top issues, he said. With the Chinese economy transitioning from high-speed growth to high-quality development, she said, there will be conventional and unconventional challenges and difficulties. We must bite the bullet and overcome them, he said. She said ecology and environment are closely connected with people's well-being, so he urged that work be done to meet public expectations. He said China must abide by the following principles to push forward an ecological civilization in a new era. Harmony between people and nature is essential. China must stick to the policy of putting conservation and protection first and relying on natural environmental recovery. Clear waters and lush mountains are invaluable assets. China must pursue the vision of innovative, coordinated, green and open development that is for everyone, accelerate forming spatial patterns, industrial structures, production and living modes that are resource-saving and environmentally friendly, and provide time and space for the natural ecology to rehabilitate. Sound ecological environment is the most inclusive benefits to people's well-being. Priority should be given to addressing prominent environmental problems that are harmful to people's health in order to keep up with people's needs for a better environment. Mountains, rivers, forests, farmland, lakes and grasslands are a life community. The building of an ecological civilization must take all factors into consideration. Protecting the environment requires the best institutional arrangements and the strictest rule of law. Institutional innovations must be accelerated and enforcement must be strengthened. Working together on global ecological civilization construction and getting involved in global environmental governance to come up with a worldwide solution for environmental protection and sustainable development.